This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Four churches in Kent have joined forces with a social housing provider, a borough council, and a not-for-profit community project to collect, launder and repair second-hand school uniform for distribution later this month. The Reverend Leslie Jones, assistant curator All Saints Church in Merston, Sittingbourne, explains how the community wardrobe project was set up. Can you start off just by saying why you set up this scheme?
The project came about because I think where we are and the context of the benefice and two parishes in particular, for example, Merston's in the 10% poorest parishes in the country. So issues around finance and family and debt are quite prevalent. So we thought, you know, this may be a simple, practical project where people can help other people, where parents can help other parents by donating items of uniform. And then we can redistribute it, if you like, before the new term starts. And I suppose there's two key reasons to want to do this. The first is because it's good for the environment. A lot of our children's uniforms are made from man-made fibres that really aren't that biodegradable at all. So if we can divert them from landfill, that's got to be a positive. But I think the main thing is, going back to the fact that so many of our families are struggling financially on a daily basis. And you could say, well, you know, the price of a school uniform's quite cheap these days. You know, you can get something for £1 or £2 or £3. But if you're on a very tight budget, that all adds up. If you've got several children, that all adds up. So we're in a situation, particularly in Merston, where we have a community hub. The church is open 5 mornings a week, Monday to Friday. And we can invite people in, ask them to drop off bits and pieces. And then we'll work together, not just with our volunteers, but across the churches and with other partners to pull this project together.
Right, and whose idea was it?
Well, yes, it's a collective thing, really. I can't say recycling school uniforms is an original thought, but to do it in the way that we've done it and we've set it up here, I think, is typical, again, of where we are, where we minister, the parishes and the benefice. We have three very key partners here. The first is Amicus Horizon. They provide most of the social housing where we are. They're very keen on community. They have staff in place, you know, to look at community cohesion and again, work with the families most in need. So that was important. They're our key partner. We've also got support from Swaleborough Council. Now, they're in the town centre. They're in the high street. They've offered a place for people to donate uniforms in the town centre. They provided recycling bins for us. And they've basically supported the work of the community hub in Merston since it opened in 2014. Our third partner is linked and supported very much by Amicus Horizon, and that's the local neighbourhood furniture store. So they're selling, they're already recycling, if you like. They're selling on beds and tables and chairs and all of this at a reasonable price for families, again, on a very tight budget. But here's the beauty of the neighbourhood furniture store. They sell washing machines and tumble dryers. And before they can sell them, they have to put the washing machine through a full cycle. So they have offered to do a lot of the actual physical laundry side for us, which works beautifully. So they don't have empty machines washing around and using all of this water and power just to test that all's working. They're actually washing the uniforms as they go as well.
That's brilliant. And how many schools will you be collecting uniform for?
We've collected uniform directly from three primary schools. We're working with seven primary schools across the area, but the rest has come in from parents. You know, people who just think, you know what, this is a really good idea, whether it's on environmental grounds or the fact that, you know, they've had a difficult year, they know how tight it is for others. And let's face it, with the younger children, quite often they go out of the uniform before they wear it out. They grow that quickly. So most of it, I would say, has come from parents.
Mm. And other than collecting the uniform and washing it, what else is involved?
Well, we're back to our volunteers, our wonderful volunteers. We have one lady who said, "Don't worry, Leslie, I will sew on all the buttons. Any buttons that need replacing or tidying up, I can do that." We have a number of ladies who actually like ironing. I personally think of other things to do. But some people love to iron, and these dainty, dinky little shirts. Our organist at Marston Church is one of those people who's beautiful at ironing. And she said, "Yes, that's fine, I'll sort that out." So we can get it ready to then display as we redistribute it. So there's lots of small things to do, but across the partners and with our fabulous volunteers, you know, we will be ready for as we begin to distribute them on the 23rd of August.
What's involved in actual distribution of the uniform then?
Well, what we thought we'd do is, it's the summer holidays as well, and we normally have lots of things on for families when we can. We're going to have four family days, family fun day type things, with activities and crafts, maybe a messy church table, information on the work that we do with the community hubs, not just in Merston but in Milton, information about the work we do with Kent Savers Credit Union, how to open an account, for example, how to open a Christmas savings account. It's never too late, is it, to save for Christmas? And lots of other fun stuff and games. And then, also on site, will be the rows and rows of skirts and trousers and blouses and sweatshirts and summer dresses and you name it. And anyone that would like to take some of those items home is very welcome to do so. And we're going to begin in Merston on the 23rd of August, then across to Milton Regis, our church there, Holy Trinity. Then the next day we'll be at the Amicus Horizon Community House in Kemsley. And then by the Friday, we'll be at the Neighbourhood Furniture Store. So there'll be something on each day, and the venues will be open from about 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon.
Brilliant. So there's plenty of opportunity for hopefully people to pop in and make the most of it.
Yes, and the thing is, we didn't have a name for this project. And Tina Amica said, "Leslie, you've got to have a name. You know, we need a name." And we called it hashtag community wardrobe because we thought, well, do you know what? It's more than just uniforms, isn't it? It's things like baby clothes, warm coats in the winter. So we think if we get a good response and people like what we've done, then we can extend it, you know, as and when it's required, as and when. The thing is, if you're you're working in a church in the middle of a community, people are donating things all the time. You know, do you know a family that could use? Do you know anyone who needs a Moses basket or such and such? So hopefully we just keep these things moving and get them to where they're needed at the time, really.
Your assistant curate's in a multi-parish benefice. How many people are resident, and do you have any idea how many families could benefit from the initiative?
There are new houses being built all of the time. So it's the benefice of Milton Regis with Merston Baptist and Tong. So there's four churches, so four church congregations. Then we have, from September, we'll have three toddler groups, three messy churches. The makeup of the community is really quite interesting. Because when I arrived, the manager at the Children's Centre said, "You do realise there's 5,000 under fives here."
Wow.
I thought, wow, what an amazing opportunity for the church. So we estimate there's about 24,000 people living within the boundary of the benefice. But we do have a high, high percentage of under fives and children of school age. And I've had lots of thumbs up and things on Facebook and people saying, what a good idea, doesn't that make sense? So hopefully we'll get a good response.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.